for schnitz. Enjoy handmade pan-cooked schnitzel tonight and Melbourne Airport parking for warmer welcomes and proper goodbyes. One-hour terminal parking, only $12. Breakfast on 1116 SEN.
Good morning to you. It is SEN, and already we're doing better than we did 24 hours ago. Cam, Luke and Nick Del Santo in. We do it all thanks to Snitz. Obsessed with golden brown pan-cooked schnitzel. Dimonara's through. Aspardi was brilliant. Mill Mania doesn't continue, though, which was disappointing last night. The Renegades comfortably now move to second in the Big Bash table after smacking around the Sixers. And as it stands right now, Melbourne City are the first team to lose to the Central Coast Mariners since last February. Plenty to get into. 1-300-736-736 on a big day of sport to get involved. Nick Del Santo, good morning to you.
Very good morning to you, Cam. Good morning to everybody. Well, once again, we say this every morning. I feel like Eddie McGuire at the start of the footy show back in the 90s. What a big week it's been. Well, it's a big day at the moment. Every single day there is plenty going on. First of all, what did you watch yesterday? What caught your eye?
You know, I'm the only person probably in the country upset with Alec Dimonor right now because he had a match point in the third at a reasonable time to go to bed. If your alarm goes off at 4 a.m. and I thought, ripping. 2 hours later, felt like 2 hours later, it was pretty close to it. I'm still sitting there watching Alec Dimonor go at it. I also, of course, got involved in the Aspardi demolition yesterday, and she was brilliant as well. A little bit of college basketball yesterday as well. But unfortunately, and while Dimonar and Millmania really dominated, again, just refreshing social media, Instagram and Twitter, because Nick Kyrgios was on a blow-up last night after losing yesterday in doubles, and that's a little bit of where one, a bit of side-eye action towards. But Alec Dimonar, I think, no doubt, watched him late last night, a little bit on the Big Bash, but it was a fairly uninspiring game, and the Renegades were way too good. So Alec Dimonar, probably the main for me yesterday.
Yeah, completely agree. I didn't stay up. I actually thought he was going to, when he was down that break in the third, and then he got the break back, I thought he'll go on and
win
this.
Momentum downhill.
It wasn't until the alarm went off at 4 o'clock. I thought, I'll just quickly check the Fox Sports app and just see exactly what's happened overnight. I didn't realise it's gone to 5, which he eventually won, which is fantastic news. 6-3 in the last. But I love that contest, and I love the crowd involvement. We were touching on this yesterday about Australians supporting Australians, and Kyrgios has been brought up, and the passion that fans had for him the previous night, it was there.
Yeah,
but they're on board now.
They are.
This train is moving, and people are jumping on board.
I said this before, and I think I said on his show, I said it last week on SEN Drive, the Australian Open, if Australian gets into the second week, the energy, the atmosphere, the vibe goes through the roof. It's very rare. We see it, unfortunately. Of course, haven't had a winner in the men's for such a long period of time, and the women's not much shorter than that. And right now, we've got Dimonor, who's on Rafa Nadal, so it's going to be a tough third-round matchup. But this Friday is a big one because Aspardi plays. Of course, Kim Birrell yesterday wins, had probably her biggest win ever in her career to date.
Yes.
So we're going to have three Australians on Friday have a chance. Now, while technically Sunday is the second week, that Sunday is when it starts to ramp up. You can see the finish line. You can see the finals. And if these Australians are able to push into the second week, because we are – now, we're hardcore sports fans, so we are going to be there. But bandwagon fans, to which so many people are, this thing will start to get full and full and full. And next thing you know, the energy and the atmosphere, which you touched on, is going through the roof.
Well, I think you'll take whoever you can get, wouldn't you? I think if you're a diehard tennis fan, sports fan, you're watching anyway, but jump on board. Yep. It is entertaining. It's the showcase of our calendar year in regards to tennis. There's so much else going on. Cricket's getting sprinkled in there on Saturday night with the derby that's on it. I think it's got to be at the MCG. Is that correct?
I'll tell you this. No, it's at Marvel.
Oh, is it at Marvel?
What I will say, though, is that I've got an idea to make the one day. Now, as I've said, I'm not a massive one-day person. I have an idea yesterday. Hey, you know what? I'm going to start with an apology. I started yesterday with an apology. I'm going to start with an apology again this morning.
Towards me?
No. Okay. No, you only get one, and that's pretty much all you'll get. Now, yesterday I did quote some crowd figures around one-day internationals.
Oh, yes.
Now, that was since 2003, so I must, so there has been a bigger crowd than 80,000 outside of a World Cup, and I think there has been two. One involved the West Indies in the mid-80s, and an English game in 1998. So yesterday, a few people off the text, and someone grabbed me yesterday when I bumped into them randomly, and they said, no, you made a mistake yesterday. I said, okay. And then they say, apology, but I have an idea to try and get 70-plus thousand to the MCG on Friday.
When will you tell us?
I'm going to tell you before the show is done. But okay. I want to throw something towards you, okay? Because 0433981116 to get involved. Big morning in sport. Alex Neil Bullen's going to join us. We're going to talk plenty, of course. Nostalgic sporting moments. But text to go to the wrong person, because this is a text that we just got only moments ago. 0433981116 to get involved. Now, there's no name on this, but it's very similar. You available Saturday for golf? And then follows up with, oops, wrong person. Okay. Now, firstly, are you available Saturday for golf?
No, I can't play golf.
You can't. Well, I am. I'm free Saturday. So to the person who sent that in,
yes,
I am free. Let me know where you're playing. I'll make a decision on the course. Have you, like, it's happened to everybody, but have you ever sent a text to the wrong person that really, the moment you realize, there's the whole, you send the wrong one to a mate or a family member that's like, you know, like that, harmless.
Mm. I've sent harmless ones
before. Yeah, harmless ones. Yeah. Have you ever sent one that sets the heart racing when you're like, and you see the little ding sent, because once it's gone, it's gone.
No, thankfully. I know that feeling, though, where you get a bit hot and sweaty and the heart starts to pound a little bit and you're trying to backtrack and work out how to.
That's horrible.
Alt-Control-Delete. No, I haven't, fortunately, but I did send one accidentally to my mother years ago that meant for my, at that time, girlfriend, but it wasn't inappropriate.
Ooh, okay.
And it wasn't until my mum replied to it that I realised it had gone to the wrong person.
1-300-736-736 or 1-300-SEN-SEN to get involved. It's very simple. Have you sent a text, went to the wrong person, and where did it sit? Because it can, technology world to which we live, and so many of us communicate via instant messaging. It can change.
Have you?
What
have
we? Yeah,
let's put it back on you. Give us an example.
I don't
have to tell us the content of it, but who was it meant for and where did it get to?
Well, fairly simple. Like, I'm a single guy and it was the accidental to the wrong person.
Yes.
No, not wasn't as
not about
serious.
The person.
Not about the person. It happens a lot when it's in your mind when you're talking about someone. I don't really send many of those text messages because, you know what? No use me bagging anyone because I've got more issues than anyone else. So I'm like, you know what it is. But, yeah, occasionally, like, you might have met someone and it's like, oh, you know, fire off a text and, hey, you want to catch up for a drink? Goes to maybe the previous person who you might have had a drink with or vice versa, which I'm sure happens to a lot of people. 1-300.